Matthew chapter 2. Now after Jesus had been born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, it so happened that Magi from the east came to Jerusalem. And they said, "Where is the king of the Jews who has just been born? For we have seen his star in the east, and we have come to worship him." But when Herod the king heard of it, he was disturbed, as was all of Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the senior priests and scribes of the people, he inquired from them where Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for it has been written as follows by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, of the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the governmental towns of Judah. For from you will come a governor, who will be shepherd to my people Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi privately, and assiduously inquired from them the time when the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and make careful inquiries about the child, and when you find him, report back to me so that I too may go and worship him.' So when they had heard the king, they went, and they saw that the star which they had seen in the east went ahead of them, until it had arrived, when it remained above the place where the child was. Indeed, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with very great joy. And when they had come to the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. And they opened their treasure chests, and offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Then, having been oracularly warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their country by another route. When they had gone back, this happened. The angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph and said, 'Get up and take the child and his mother with you and flee to Egypt and stay there until I tell you, for Herod intends to seek the child in order to destroy him.' So he got up and took the child and his mother with him by night, and he withdrew to Egypt. And he stayed there until the death of Herod, in order that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet might be fulfilled when he said, 'I have called my son out of Egypt.' Then when Herod saw that he had been fooled by the Magi, he became very angry, and he sent troops, and he had all the children in Bethlehem and in all its districts killed, from 2 years and under, according to the time which he had assiduously inquired about from the Magi. Then that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled, where he says, 'A cry was heard in Ramah, lamentation and weeping and much mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and she refused to be comforted, for they were no more.' But when Herod had died, this is what happened. The angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, 'Get up and take the child and his mother with you, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the life of the child have died.' So he got up and took the child and his mother with him, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in place of Herod his father, he was afraid to set off back there. But after he had been oracularly informed in a dream, he went back to the regions of Galilee. And when he arrived, he settled in a town called Nazareth, in order that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled, that he should be called a Nazarene.